federal employees say they're frustrated, anxious, and concerned over the government shutdown. Some spoke with Federal News Radio's web editor, Mike O'Connell.
It doesn't seem to be fair because, you know, most government employees are hardworking government employees, and things are outside of our control.
Well, I think the American public will be underserved, and it will cost them more money to be underserved. So that's, I think that's a concern for all people.
There's been no federal employee that's ever not been retroactively paid for every shutdown, and I don't believe that's going to start, you know, this week or today.
Different people have different obstacles to clear, and if they don't have the finances to pay off whatever they need to, they're in trouble.
Well, those employees weren't the only ones venting frustration yesterday. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller was at a rally on Capitol Hill. He joins us now with what he saw. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, rallies all over the place. Tell us about the rally you attended yesterday.
It's that type of season, isn't it? The rally season. Yeah, the tone and message that they came out yesterday was fairly simple. The first part they wanted to say was open the government and let federal employees go back to work. Obviously, that's the simple one. The second part of their message, I think, was really what we've been hearing over the last 3-4 years is stop using federal employees as scapegoats. Colin Kelly is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, one of three unions who sponsored the rally on Capitol Hill.
Many see this as an inside the beltway issue, and that could not be further from the truth. 85% of the federal workforce work outside the beltway in towns and communities across our great country. I am here for them today because all of them are being used as pawns by some in Congress to score political points. And so here we are, the first shutdown in 17 years. These federal employees are real people. They have mortgages and rent to pay. They have tuition to pay. They're caring for their elderly parents as well as their children. They are middle America, and they live from paycheck to paycheck. Many of them have already been sent home in the last few months for unpaid furlough days under the sequester, and all have had their pay frozen for 3 years. They do not deserve to be treated like this. This has got to end today.
Now, every one of the speakers yesterday, from union officials to local members of Congress from the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia, all echoed similar points about the need to respect and honor federal employees' service. Now, George Schlaffer works at the IRS as a revenue agent in Baltimore. He was at the IRS in the 1990s during that shutdown.
Well, it means that revenue agents can't audit returns and get the tax that is owed to the government. I think they've shown that revenue agents bring in for $10 for every dollar we're paid. So we actually produce revenue. So the government is now losing revenue. From the service point of view, you can't call on a phone if you've got a tax problem. The phones are shut down. The walk-ins for the elderly, the poor, et cetera, they're shut down. So it's not good for anybody who needs service.
From a morale standpoint, what's the duty of you guys from a morale standpoint?
No, work didn't stop because, you know, we know that we have an obligation to earn the money that we get. But there was some downtime, especially on Monday, because it was very chaotic about whether you had to come in Tuesday or not. It was a joke. It was a circus. So there was wasted time and effort, and that's taxpayer money because of the stress, the anxiety.
Now, Schlaffer says that the continued attacks against federal employees are taking their toll. He says some long-time employees are basically fed up and they're just retiring. Others who have been there maybe only a short time, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, are now starting to look for new jobs in the private sector. Now, I asked the group of congressmen, why can't you guys get through to the other members of Congress about why this is important, why federal employees matter? And Congressman John Delaney is a Democrat who represents Maryland. He says, listen, the continued attack on federal employees is part of a small minority of congressmen who don't believe government adds value to society. And if they're not adding value, if they don't believe government adds value, then the people who work for the government are not valuable either. And that's where they believe that the attacks are kind of coming from, those small group of people. And the rally in some parts yesterday was to remind those members and others of the people who are really feeling the real pain of the shutdown, the federal employees, and, of course, contractors.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And Jason, we know that Congress was, in fact, in session, so not everybody was at the podium yesterday. Can you tell us about some of the legislation that emerged that deals with the shutdown?
There's a couple of bills that came out that were hopefully was going to get through to make some changes to get some parts of the government up and running. One bill was to ensure that federal employees would get back pay for the shutdown. And then there were three other bills that would try to open up parts of government, such as the National Park Service. One would give the District of Columbia funds to operate in 2014, and a third would fully fund the Veterans Affairs Department. Basically, these are the pain points for all the members of Congress. You know, museums are shut down, the national monuments are shut down. Steny Hoyer is a Democratic congressman from Maryland. He says the bill to open up the government is a bad idea.
This is a game. There is no excuse for not opening up all of government. There is not any excuse for leaving some employees behind while you take care of others. There is no excuse for making the people of the United States suffer without their government in operation, and not simply selectively take some agencies, all agencies are important, some agencies, and pretend that you're going to drip, 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 open those. It is bad for government, bad for the economy, bad for the national security, and bad for our people.
Now, in fact, one federal employee from the National Park Service who attended the rally yesterday also says you shouldn't just fund one part of the government and leave other parts of the government. To him, that didn't make sense. Rudy D'Alessandro is that employee of the National Park Service.
I think we want to see all federal government agencies go back to work before any one particular one does. All of us or none of us.
And he has an interesting situation. Now, Mr. D'Alessandro, he obviously is now not working. His wife is unemployed, so he really could use the money. I mean, going back to work for him is really a matter of paying his bills or not paying his bills. But you heard that the feeling that all the federal employees are in this together. Now, the House did fail to pass any of those bills. They voted on them under what they call the rules of suspension, where they needed a two-thirds majority to pass. They did not receive the two-thirds majority, whether it was the Park Service bill, the VA bill, or the D.C. funding bill. Now, the other bill I mentioned about getting federal employees back pay, that has not been brought to the floor yet or even talked about much. Congressman Jim Moran says Speaker John Boehner is waiting to see how many sponsors the bill picks up, and he says there's already dozens and more signing up each day. But Moran says, listen, unlike other shutdowns, the pay, the retroactive pay, is not a guarantee by any means. I mean, this Congress definitely is not on the side of federal employees and seeing them as the victims of this.
And just getting back to the Park Service for a second, it's amazing how big the footprint it has on the Washington area that service has. The CNO Canal Path is closed, and also Thompson's Boat Center in Washington, where a lot of people kayak and a lot of colleges store their crew boats there, that's all closed too. Well, getting back to the representatives, Jason, did you get any sense from members or union representatives about how long this will be?
Yeah, no one had a great sense of when or if the shutdown will end. I think that there's just a lot of waiting and seeing. The American Federation of Government Employees National President J. David Cox says the White House and the Senate Democrats, they better stick to their positions and not cave in, whether it's around the Affordable Care Act or these partial funding bills. He was very adamant about saying they've got to keep pushing this forward. Now, Dutch Ruppersberger is a Democratic Maryland congressman. He has a different idea about what could happen.
I'm asking the Republican leadership, especially Speaker Boehner, to put the bill on the floor, a direct bill that came from the Senate, and let members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, vote for the bill. With nothing on the bill, a straight bill that came from the Senate. Do you want to shut the government down, or do you want to move forward and do the thing that is right for our country? Let's ask and do what we can to the Republican leadership to make sure we get that vote. And I guarantee you, I have talked to many Republicans on the other side. They're not happy, and believe me, they've indicated they will vote for that bill, and we'll get our country back again.
Now, as of last night, House leaders had not brought that clean CR to the floor, leaving us, here we are, day two of the government shutdown. Today, the Senate is expected to meet at 10:30, and the House is expected to begin their legislative session at 10 a.m.
And we should also point out that there are some Republicans trying to get people back to work. I mean, it's not totally one-sided here because of that letter from Buck McKeon, the Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, wrote to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel yesterday saying you've got flexibility under the bill that did pass to pay military people, that you can have a lot of civilians come back on the job also. And he said,
right.
I urge you to do that.
Right, and that's what Jared Serbu reported on, and what he's finding is DOD's general counsel is still looking at, okay, what does this really mean? How can we make sure we're doing it within the law? Because the worst part of it is the violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act would be just probably the worst thing that could happen in many respects, that if you bring people back but you really don't have the money, even though you thought you did, I mean, it's such a complex issue.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
And Jason is, of course, Federal News Radio's executive editor.